Great stuff. Can't stop feeling. Grand Evolution. Nice. So I'm reading a little about you here. Been getting film placements. The Daily Show. You were on The Daily Show?
I guess so. That's what we hear. We didn't hear it, though.
What? Oh, so it was just your music.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, though. Somebody said what did they hear? Like Suicide Girl or?
I think it was Sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Are we going to hear that one today?
We are.
Okay. That's pretty awesome. What else?
Tori and Dean's Cabin Fever. They placed us in, I think, same song.
What's that, a movie?
It's a Canadian TV show, as far as I know.
Some kind of reality show, apparently.
Okay.
We've been working to get film and TV placements for a long time, so it's exciting that it's finally happening.
Yeah, I hear a lot more people doing that. That seems like a cool thing to do nowadays. Face to Face, a movie coming out later this year. Okay.
We got Wake Me placed in that one.
You're working on your fifth full album, studio album, with producer Chris David, brought in many former members to record. That's great. You want to give them some...
Yeah, Mike Chandran, Ray Salona, Drew Townsend, former producer, is playing some lead guitar on it.
Excellent.
We got Jared Smith.
It's been a lot of fun working with people, too, that maybe, you know, we don't play the live shows with right now, but, you know, they've been in and out of the cycle. You know, it's a revolving door over here at Grand Evolution. We take them in, we chew them up, and we spit them out. But they come back around, and we work with them, and it's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Mike G's the original guy,
as long
guy,
as
though.
No one gets tiffed, that's fine.
Exactly.
What's that now?
Mike G, he's the original guitarist, so we're really excited to have him back.
Yeah, that's, yeah, tell him, like, you want him. Permanently.
Oh, he knows it.
Yeah.
He knows it.
Why don't we hear another one? This one's from the album Horses and Dreams.
Hopes and Dreams.
Oh.
That would have been better, though.
I know. I like girls who like horses. Hopes and Dreams. I was kind of like, what is that about? Are you, like, really into horses? And no, Hopes and Dreams. Okay. This one's When There's Nothing... No. We did that, didn't we? No. When There's Nothing Left. We haven't done that, have we?
We haven't.
Nope.
All right. Here we go. It's Grand Evolution on MFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Just reading something funny. Someone's giving me crap online. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Grand Evolution. That one was Can't Stop Feeling, right?
Yes.
Right. What do we have next? I wanted to play. We are looking for it. Forget You?
Yeah.
You found it? Forget You. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget. All right. Maybe tell us a little bit. What was that last song about?
That's the dreaded question.
Can't Stop Feeling.
I don't even remember at this point what I wrote that song about.
You can't really? About the one I'm queuing up right now, Forget You.
I know we did a video for it, and it didn't have a concept for it.
Yes, you do have videos. I saw that. Music videos for Wake Me, When There's Nothing Left, Purpose, and Suicide Girl. I saw the Suicide Girl one.
That one's funny.
Very nice. Very nice.
She looks different now, doesn't she?
I don't like being in music videos.
Well, you look good in it. You still look good.
And we have an oldie, too. We have a video for Star.
Yes.
If you dig hard enough, you
Star,
might be able
it's called,
find it.
An old lineup.
That one's pretty funny,
That's the
too.
The original lineup. That's the old school.
Yeah, buddy.
What track is that on? There's only four songs on this one?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, let's try this out.
But yeah, Star, that video was, that was a lot of fun to me.
Star. I'll look for it. Forget You. It's Grand Evolution on MFO. And we'll play a couple more studio. And then we'll do a live one.
Sure.
Grand Evolution on MFO, everyone. Check it out.
Partially
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Grand Evolution. What are you guys doing after the show? Can I hang out with you?
Sure.
Sure.
I want to go to some really good seafood restaurant in Boston.
Ah, do you make it up here often? Or is this like really special?
Not too much, no. Maybe.
Not enough?
Just when we play. We haven't played here in a while.
Yeah.
Or to see shows.
Where are you going to go? What's good? Legal seafoods? I've never even gone. I drank there. I probably had some raw oysters. I don't know. So you got one more live one? And we'll talk after that, yeah.
Sure.
Whenever you're ready, you're going to play Crush. We just heard, what was that, Purpose from the album Hopes and Dreams. What year was that album put out?
2014.
14? Right on. Okay, hit us with some Crushed. What album's this one on?
This one's Hopes and Dreams.
All right. Horses and Dreams. Inside joke.
I am who I am, you're who I am.
Awesome stuff, guys.
Thank you.
I smell big things for you. Big, awful, dreadful things. No, I'm just kidding. No, it sounds great. So go see these guys. 4/28. April 28th.
Worcester.
So see them at the 28th this month. The Cove, formerly the Lucky Dog, with 30 Silver from Boston. 30 Silver's been on this show.
That's right. Cool. They're looking for more shows.
They're pretty cool. They kind of sounded like Nirvana. They were the guys who kind of sounded like Nirvana-ish, didn't they?
Yeah, I listened to them, and I was
surprised.
A bit,
like,
too.
They didn't look like that, and then they...
And they're just a two-piece?
They were when they were here.
I wonder if they do what we do.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find out.
They jammed, though, for two people. It was cool. It's really cool. Their website, grandevolution.com. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, and Pandora. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a blast. You guys are free to roam the halls aimlessly till 4. And yeah, you can hang out or whatever, watch, or, you know, whatever.
Very cool.
And, or you can just get the heck out of here because you're sick of seeing us. This one's called Sweetheart. Thanks a lot, guys. Grand Evolution, 91.5 WMFON, Medford.
tell you a story. The devil is a plan. A bag of bones in his pocket. Get anything you want. No dust, no rocks. The whole thing is over. All those beauties in solid motion. All those beauties, they're gonna swallow you. Let's go. A special substance. They're gonna pray for that man. So wake up, young lovers. The whole thing is over. Watch out. Touch monkeys or that blood. I gotta swallow you. In his hands, rattle up my oats, dreams that stick out, a medical chart on the wall, soft violins, hands touch your throat, everyone wants to explode. When your hands get dirty, nobody knows you're at all. Don't have a window to slip out of. Lights on, nobody home. Click, click. See you later. Better, better. Now your time to rest. Pick up, pick up. Risky business. All that love. Never cover that mess. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
Ziggy Stardust. That's the concert. That's the one I love. That's the one I'd give my left nut to be there.
Oh, definitely.
And, like, I my age, 1973.
You're only saying that because you can't do it. Somebody called you on that? They're really going to take your life? I'll take your nut.
I can flash back to 1973 for, like, 3 hours.
How old were you?
Certainly.
Two.
Yeah, I'm saying no. If I can be there as I am now.
Today.
Okay. Fine.
With your straight pants.
Jeez.
Jeez.
Get out of my fantasy!
You'd fit right in.
Of course I would.
In 1973.
I'm a throwback.
Of course.
I don't know how I had Misfits on my brain. I don't know. I think I was talking to a member of the Misfits. That's what it was on Facebook.
Yeah.
I forget which one. I think it was one of the newer carnations of them, though.
Okay.
And I was just thinking how I never really gave the Misfits a chance and wondered, like, you know, they almost have, like, a Deadhead kind of following. You see that skull, the shirts, like, everywhere? It's almost, like, cliche to have a Misfit tattoo, I think.
Really?
Yeah, you just see it. I do. Don't you guys see that?
No.
I see it all over the place. I have... For like the last 15 years, I noticed they get a
What big kind
following.
Of locker rooms have you been
exactly.
hanging out in?
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, well.
Brian, do you work out at the Y?
I don't know.
He works at the Y.
I notice things. I'm observant.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was like, you know, what is the big deal about the Misfits? And I was like, let's start with their first album. And I went and I bought it, and it's Danzig. Singing. What's his first name? You know Danzig.
Yeah, he did that one-hit wonder. Mother.
Mother!
Yeah. Mother! Yeah,
it's a great guy.
Well, I actually like him with the
he's
Misfits.
He's down with Portlandia,
I still don't
funny.
Understand really? Like the whole the following the Misfits has, because it's like I'd rather hear the Cramps, you know, which is kind of just like a much better deal, like the same type of like horror punk stuff. But, But I think it's decent. It's cool stuff. Let's give I'm going to play the first song from the first Misfit album.
Okay.
So the original lineup. I figured that would be the real deal and listen to that album. And I go, I like it.
Cool.
I'd say I wouldn't buy the CD, but I did. I bought the CD.
Well, maybe what? The second one is more...
Second no. album?
Yeah, the second album. They get their groove.
So I got to go spend another $15 to give that one a chance?
You do.
Yeah.
It this is pretty
ends.
Cool, though. This is the first song.
Remember the old days?
What?
Well, you're too young.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
what?
You are. Like
what?
Columbia. There used to be a record club.
Yes.
Yeah.
They would,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would bought
send
album
you.
For a penny.
Yeah.
They would send
and
you like 10.
And everyone got like a ton of them and never paid them.
And never paid them a cent.
Everyone did that, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm not that young.
Okay. I thought you might have been too young. I don't know.
Or cassettes.
I know, I did
it. Cassettes
they're still,
once.
They're still chasing me. Occasionally, I get a call from Tennessee every now and then, every 6 months.
From Columbia House?
They still get
Columbia House.
Yeah, Columbia House. I used to owe them $13 with an interest. They want $4,500. It's
so,
unbelievable.
All right, so what brings them up about Columbia House? Oh, you would have got Misfits like in a little punch.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. It would have been part of the package deal.
Worth that penny.
Let's check out 20 Eyes. Hey, do you have a request? Well, maybe we'll play some Cramps. You get a request? 617-627-3800 is the Misfits. Or Misfits. I can't figure out if it's Misfits or the Misfits. Because that guy I was talking to, he was like, I'm from the Misfits. I'm like, is that Misfits? Mm. But he's not our original guy, so I don't know.
Do you check his ID?
I want a card.
This is on Facebook.
Yeah,
does he
have
anybody
can be anyone
tattoo?
On Facebook.
Ah, 20 Eyes.
Yeah!
UFO. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Brian.
This is Brian.
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, awesome. What's your name?
Kim Boston.
Oh, hi, Kim.
Kim
What's
Boston.
Up?
We're Facebook friends.
Kim Boston? What's up? Kim Boston's a celebrity.
We know that.
Anyway, I finally got your show. I left you a message on your Facebook.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you very much.
What kind of music do you play, by the way?
I play all kinds of music, but I love garage rock. I play a lot of glam, a lot of the classics. I know you worked with The Who and stuff.
Don't mention me with The Who or crap like that. I like blues, and I like, you know, I love my Bowie.
Right, I love David Bowie. But what I was gonna say, like,
I love old blues, like Long John
Baldry. Oh wow! Yeah, I'm not a huge blues guy. You know who is before us?
Doesn't matter. I just want to know what kind of genre. I love everything from Barbra Streisand to Led Zeppelin. So tell me what you play.
I would play an obscure Zeppelin, and I wouldn't play Barbra Streisand.
Okay. Black Zeppelin, like a Led Zeppelin from the early days.
Sure. You want me to play something like that?
The one where, like, it comes in it, you know?
The Lemon Song.
Okay.
Squeeze.
You want a song that's Robert Plant sounds like he's coming?
The Lemon Song, yeah. Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Kim Boston, I'll do it for you.
All right.
Yeah, you can say, do you know that song that T-Bone Burnett wrote about me, remember?
What's that?
Didn't I send the song that T-Bone Burnett wrote about me? I wish you could have seen the dance.
Oh yeah, maybe. I don't know where it is. I wouldn't know where that is, though, Kim. Oh,
don't play that. Don't even mention me.
You did.
No.
I'm glad you called, though.
Well, you told me to ring you, and I'm ringing as a... long-time listener, first-time caller.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay. I want to enjoy your show, but I want to know what you play, and I want... You know I love my Bowie. You know I love my...
Well, we just played The Width of a Circle, which is like 10 minutes long.
Just play me something that I recognize.
You got it.
Okay.
All right.
How long are you on till? 3?
4 o'clock.
Oh, great. Okay, play... Stuff I know. The New York Dolls.
You want New York Dolls?
Yeah, they used to sing "Give Her a Great Big Kiss." They used to sing that to me.
I get that. I'll play that for you.
They used to sing that. And you know what song?
It's an old Shangri-La song. I love it.
I love that "Wild Horses." I love the old Stones.
You listen to the right show, then. That happens every week.
Songs that people haven't heard that I know.
Well, that's what... I bet I know them, because that's what we do here.
Don't you remember I have that whole record collection, 45s, that nobody ever heard that I got from England?
Kim, you should see this place. We got zillions of albums here. Yeah. Nothing's going to make me go wow.
I'm getting rid of them. You're
going to sell your collection? You're going to sell your collection, Kim?
I'm getting rid of all my... And they're from England. They're
awesome.
Some of them, by the way, some of the old 45s I got from bands from New York.
Are they signed?
They were playing at the Rat, and they would give me their 45s because I was living on Newbury Street.
Right.
They would stay at my apartment. I had the whole bloody band sleeping on my floor.
That's awesome. Well, to some. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
It might have been bands that were big then that I wouldn't know. I'd just go, you could crash on my floor. I don't care.
Right, right. If you gave me some names, I'd probably be blown away.
You probably know them, but I didn't.
Right.
I wouldn't know. I was who I was.
You're Kim Boston. Thanks for calling.
Here.
Huh?
Never mind.
All right.
Anyway, it's so good to talk to you, babe.
Okay, I'm going to play some of those things you mentioned right after the cramps, okay?
I don't have cramps.
No, we're going to play the cramps.
We have cramps.
We have the cramps right here on NFO.
Who's the girl that works with you? She's lovely.
That's Marie Michaud.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, is that your girlfriend?
She's my girlfriend, yes.
Hey, Marie, how you doing?
Hey, Kim, I'm very well.
You're a doll, by the way.
You're a doll, too. I sent it right back to you.
I heard you on one of the first shows I heard, and I went, my God, she's adorable. She makes me laugh.
Oh, thank you.
And it is true, too. She is.
You got a great voice. Okay, enjoy. I'm going to enjoy listening.
Thanks, cool. Kim.
It loud. I want it loud.
You got it.
Okay, cheerio.
Right on.
See ya.
Bye.
My favorite brain soup. Cream of nowhere. Hold it.